Welcome to AM Best Audio.
Swiss Re has published a new report on the major trends in the competitive motor reinsurance market, which accounts for about 40% of the $2.2 trillion PC market, which continues to go through major shifts. I'm John Weber for AM Best Audio, and I'm speaking today to Laura Forgeron, Chief Underwriting Officer, Casualty for Swiss Re. Laura, so glad you could join us today.
Glad to be here. Thanks a lot for having me, John.
So, Laura, what are some of the major trends that you're seeing when it comes to auto reinsurance?
So, actually, I would separate the trend in two different pieces. The first one are the short-term trends. And the short-term trends go under the umbrella of inflation. Inflation, it starts with economic inflation, potentially aggravated by tariff impact. But in general, the repair cost in motor goes beyond economic inflation. So this is what we observe during the inflation spike in 2022-2023. The second part of inflation that influence motor insurance is medical inflation. And the final one is the well-known social inflation, which had put pressure on loss costs, especially in the commercial motor segment, especially in the US over the past decade. These are the short-term trends that will impact the motor industry. But mid-long-term, we can expect that the technology, with the technology in the car, the ADAS, or potentially autonomous vehicle or electric vehicle, will influence the industry, as well as societal change, such as change in mobility pattern, or how do we use such car, how do we share the car. And finally, in a world where everything changes, even climate, we can see the change in the frequency of NatCat event, especially secondary peril, to also impact the industry.
So you mentioned inflation as a short-term trend. Do you think that this is going to be around for some time to come, though?
Yes. So inflation has always had impact on motor insurance profitability. And it's not only the CPI inflation, it's also CPI inflation, supply chain, and increase in repair cost, increase the loss cost. But now, with the tariff, the potential new tariff, although US and China agreed to slash TIPS tariff for the at least 90 days, and uncertainty, and we expect it will have material impact on claim severity. First, because it will increase the cost of imported new cars worldwide, and this we expect it will have a knock-on impact on the price of used car. Second, because it will drive up repair cost, inventory of spare part will diminish. And we know that much of the car repair market is highly dependent on imports. 6 out of 10 replacement parts are actually imported, and this will have also impact on the cost of repair. And finally, we expect that the time taken to undertake the repair will, while manufacturers set up local operation, will continue to increase. This tariff may have impact on the physical damage component of a claim, but also may have impact on the medical cost of the claim, as we can expect also medical inflation arising from tariff.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
So tariffs have got to be rather complex for a number of reasons. One, there seems to be a lot of confusion around tariffs. It changes from day to day. And also, it changes from country to country. So it's not just China that we're talking about. We're talking about a global situation here, aren't we, Laura?
Yes, completely. So the example between US and China was to show that the situation in certain, but clearly it we see that when I mentioned the 6 out of 10 parts coming from imports, it's from Mexico, it's from Canada, it's from China, and it will impact inward and outward. So it's a global impact,
It's a
clearly.
global impact, of course. I got to ask, how is technology playing a role in what's going on in auto reinsurance?
Yeah, so I believe technology has the potential to completely change the landscape going forward, but long term. At the moment, what we see is that technology, the future will be what we call CASE. CASE is for connected, autonomous, shared, and electric. So let's start with connected. We have seen the increased use of telematics solution around the world, especially in the US, in Italy, and it has been used for both personal auto and commercial auto with significant impact on the combined ratio. So telematics will be one of the influence. The second is autonomous. Some predict that we will see 25% of the new cars sold by 2040 will be semi or fully automated with expected significant reduction in frequency and severity of claim, but then exposing to new risks such as cyber. So it has the potential to significantly impact the industry from a product standpoint, as well as a propensity to claim standpoint. Then we expect the future of motor insurance to be shared. We see that car ownership is less a priority for younger generation, and the shared economy business model have created new insurance needs also in the motor area. And what we can expect is to observe shift from personal motor towards commercial motor insurance. And finally, electric. Half of the vehicle sale could be electric by 2035. China is already leading the way, as currently 50% of the new cars sold in China are electric. While in the US, electric car only 1% of the total number of vehicles, we also expect this number to grow. And at the moment, we observe repair costs to be between 25 to 30% higher than for traditional car. And we observe also the frequency to be much higher in the first year. We expect those two trends to smoothen out with time as repair costs will normalize and people will get used to driving electric vehicles. So these are, I would say, the four main technological trends that we expect impacting the industry going forward. And I think it's very important that we stay on top of them.
Laura, I couldn't help but notice you spoke eloquently and at length about technology without mentioning artificial intelligence, and I have to assume that somewhere in there AI is going to play a role.
Yes, so AI, and we see that many industry players are investing at the moment in AI, not only in for motor insurance, but in all the segment of insurance. And we can think about how it can help for better risk selection to enhance the predictive modeling for better pricing. We can think about how AI can help to detect fraud and better manage claim. We can think about how AI can automate some of the processes. So clearly, generative or agentic AI will have a significant impact on how we underwrite and sell motor insurance. But we are at the beginning of it, and there is immense potential. AI can also have impact on the risk landscape. As thinking about autonomous vehicle, AI will take probably have more influence for in this autonomous vehicle area. And it can also come with risk and more systemic risk arising from there.
Well, Laura, safe driving, and so glad you could speak with us today.
Thank you, John. Glad to be here with you today.
That was Laura Forgeron, Chief Underwriting Officer, Casualty Swiss Re, and I'm John Weber for AM Best Audio.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.